Hello and welcome back to another episode of the world's greatest podcast, my podcast. If you don't know who I am, my name is Anna. I'm a personal trainer and an online coach, and I have my own fitness and wellness app. In today's episode, we are going to talk about fat loss and when should you focus on fat loss and is it the right time for you to focus on losing body fat? This is something that I get asked quite often. So I thought I will film a podcast episode about this. Now, I am aware that there is a lot of content on the internet about fat loss, and there is also a lot of misinformation which can be rather overwhelming for beginners and people who are just starting their fitness journey. Sometimes you go online and you see all this content and you just feel really overwhelmed. Fat loss seems to be the main goal for a lot of people, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to lose body fat. But more often than not, I see clients and people wanting to start a dieting phase at the wrong time or for the wrong reasons or both. First, we need to understand the fundamentals to fat loss, which is calories in versus calories out. If you are in a calorie deficit and if you are eating enough protein and lifting weights, you are going to lose body fat and preserve muscle. If you're in a calorie deficit and if you're not eating enough, you can lose muscle. If we are at our maintenance calories, we are going to maintain our body weight. Think of it as money. If you have more than you earn or less than you earn, you're going to save or you're going to lose money. Fat loss is like money. And if we are in a calorie surplus and if we are eating above our maintenance calories, we are going to store extra body fat. It will be also easier for us to build muscle that way, but you will gain body fat if you are in a surplus. Now, there are two factors that I want you to take in consideration: your mental and your physical health. So let's talk about it. Often I find people are not mentally ready to enter a fat loss phase. When is it a good time to start a dieting phase and enter a calorie deficit? Is it today? Is it tomorrow? Is it never? After you have spent enough time not being in a calorie deficit and eating either at your maintenance calories or in a calorie surplus, the more time that you spend at your maintenance or in a small calorie surplus, the better. You will be able to maintain your body weight on high calories, and you will also be able to lose body fat on higher calories and not having to drop your calories too low. After you have spent enough time building muscle and you have a very good foundation of muscle. Very often I see people starting their fitness journey, they want to lose body fat. Then when they lose body fat, they realize how little muscle mass they have or they don't have, and they don't like how they look. And then that can sometimes develop some body image issues. Now, I attempted a dieting phase early in my fitness journey, and when I lost some body fat, I realized that I don't have that much muscle. I mean, I'm not hugely jacked now, but back then I was only lifting weights for a few months, and I thought it would be such a great idea for me to focus on fat loss. And believe me when I say, spend as much time as you can in a small surplus first and focus on building muscle first. If you know that you don't have many social events coming up and that you have a relatively quiet life work schedule in the coming months, you can then focus on your fat loss phase and you won't need to stress about your macros and calories when you're out and about socializing. I mean, you wouldn't want to stress about them ever, but I do understand that some people might find dieting and eating out stressful and it can give them anxiety. If you check out the last podcast episodes where Dr. Ross and myself talked about calories and macros in relationship with food, you can find a lot of useful information. And I hope that that episode helps you. We talked about a lot of things. If you have a good relationship with food and with your body and your mind, you can focus on fat loss and you can prepare yourself for a dieting phase. If you don't find yourself stressing about food, stressing about your training, traveling a lot, going out a lot, socializing a lot, or having a hectic lifestyle, having spent enough time with a focus on building muscle, you feel good in your mind and your body, and you understand the fundamentals of fat loss, you're ready to go and start a dieting phase. Now, something that I would recommend you to do is to have a clear goal of how long do you want to be in a calorie deficit for and how many kilograms or pounds do you want to lose. For example, if I wanted to lose 5 kilograms, I would probably be in a deficit somewhere between 12 to 16 weeks, and I would do it very slowly, and I would diet on a high amount of calories. I don't want to feel like I'm in a deficit and like I'm dieting. But if I had a goal of losing 20 kilograms, I would probably plan my next 12 months, maybe even 16 months, and I would start a dieting phase, then plan some diet breaks and some refeed days and take it very easy and do it very slowly and sustainable. The slower that you lose body fat, the better. You want fat loss to be sustainable and maintainable, and it shouldn't cause you a lot of stress. fail to prepare, prepare to fail. Deficit is stress to your body. Training is stress to your body. So you don't want to add more stress if you're not ready to diet. Create a moderate calorie deficit. Eat carbs around your training. Keep your training exactly the same. Eat protein with each meal. Use steps and cardio as a tool to increase your energy expenditure over time. Use diet breaks and refeed days as a tool to help with adherence and give it time and trust the process. But let's talk about when should you not be focusing on fat loss, which is in most cases. If you don't have a good relationship with food and with your body, you should not be focusing on losing body fat and being in a calorie deficit. If you're doing it because you don't love yourself, you should not enter a calorie deficit. If you went out for dinner with your friends and you had some extra calories, you should not be rushing into a calorie deficit the following day. If you are finding calorie tracking triggering or obsessive, you should not be focusing on losing body fat. Way too often, I see people jumping into fat loss phase and then failing after 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days. And believe me, I've been there myself. If, and I cannot stress this enough, you don't have a good relationship with food and you want to lose body fat, you should probably spend some more time building muscle first and just focus on your training performance and carbs around your training and eating protein with each meal. You won't heal your relationship with food being in a calorie deficit or attempting to be in a calorie deficit. And Dr. Ross and I talked about this in the previous podcast episode. Although having specific fat loss goals is good and you're allowed to want to lose body fat, sometimes spending time at your maintenance calories is just what you need. And it's just what I've been doing for the last few months. I just can't be bothered to track everything. If you are currently under a lot of stress, if you have a lot of social events coming up, if you simply can't be bothered to be in a calorie deficit, you can just enjoy your life and not track anything and eat intuitively and mindfully. Spending time at maintenance calories is very underrated, and I think it's something that more people should practice. We don't always have to chase muscle building goals or fat loss goals. Sometimes maintaining your physique is more than enough. Life is stressful enough. Adding more stress by being in a calorie deficit can often lead to burnout, which is something that we want to avoid. If I was you, I would personally sit down and I would have a word with myself and ask myself, am I ready to lose body fat and to enter a dieting phase? Be very honest with yourself. If you know that you are ready to lose body fat and if you're mentally and physically prepared to be in a calorie deficit, I would then have a clear goal of how long do I want to be in a deficit for? Potentially have a goal of how many kilograms I would like to lose and then choose if I want to track my macros and my calories or if I want to do it eating intuitively and mindfully. If you choose to track your calories and your macros, think of this. Eat enough protein, 1.6 to 2 grams per kilo of body weight. Eat carbs around your training. Keep your training exactly the same and still focus on progressive overload. You can have high and low calorie days, or you can just eat the same amount of calories every single day. Prioritize your sleep, getting enough sleep. I can't stress this enough. Use diet breaks and refeed days whenever you feel like you need a little break from being in a deficit. Stay consistent and be patient. If you choose to lose body fat eating intuitively and mindfully, focus on the same things that I have just mentioned. And if you feel like you're losing weight and body fat too quickly, then mindfully increase your calorie intake and have more carbs around your training to help with your training performance. Carbs are very, very, very important. And I still see so many people avoiding them or cutting them out of their diet. Why? This is not something that we want to be doing. I cannot stress the importance of eating carbohydrates. When you eat carbohydrates, they become glucose when they enter your bloodstream and they push towards your muscle glycogen. Now, when that muscle glycogen is topped up and it's filled up, it gives your muscles that harder, fuller look. So test this out yourself. Drop carbs for a few days, you will feel really flat, and then reintroduce them back into your diet, you will feel a lot fuller. We use carbs to fuel ourselves and to ensure that we can train hard and smart and build and preserve muscle. They are not the enemy and then won't make you fat unless if you overconsume them for a long period of time and you spend a lot of time in a calorie surplus, which is when you are eating more calories than you need to maintain your weight. So if you earn more money than you spend, you're gonna save some money. Body fat is like money. If you think that you are ready to start your dieting phase and you enter a calorie deficit, and after a few days or a few weeks, you can't adhere to your macros and your calories, and you're noticing some negative side effects of being in a calorie deficit, you can always go back to your maintenance calories and spend some time at your maintenance calories and just enjoy your life and enjoy your training, and you don't need to stress so much about every single thing. So I hope that this episode was helpful. And remember that if you're ready to lose body fat, then by no means go for it. If you are not ready, then maybe spend some more time at maintenance and wait. Every single thing that you need to know about losing body fat, building muscle, reverse dieting, increasing your calories without gaining body fat, pre and postnatal training, yoga classes, gut health, every single thing that you need to know about training and nutrition is in my app. There is so much educational content. There are so many amazing programs, literally every single thing that you need to know is in the app. So come and join us. Sign up for my app. You can check my app in the description link down below. Follow me on all social media platforms. Join our amazing community. There's quite a lot of banter in the Facebook group every single day. If you have any questions or if you want me to talk about anything in particular in the future, let me know. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode. I hope that you have a great rest of your day. And until next time, I will see you if you're watching this on YouTube, and I will hear you if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcast next time. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for your time, and I will see you soon.